The Gemara Masech, the Shabbos Daf, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, in discussing the Yud Ches Dover, mentions the Gzeira of Haba Rosh Veruba B'Mayim Shuvim. That if somebody enters Mayim Shuvim, the halacha is that he's considered Tamei. Ask the Gemara, my Tama goes by Rabbanan Tama. Why did Chazal say such an individual is Tamei? Amra Bibi Amrav Asi, Shabatchila Hayu Taivim Mam Aris Muchnasam Vasurachim. Original people with use as a mikvah water that wasn't so fresh. And after using the mikvah, Hayu Naisnim Aleyim Meishuvim, they would put on themselves Meishuvim. Hischilu Vasa Kva. So people started making the Meshuv Kvat, Gemara explains that in a second. That's why Gazu Tuma. That's why Chazal said that somebody who enters Meshuvim is Tamei. Ask the Gemara immediately, my Kvat, what is the definition that the Osum Kvat? Amra Baya, Shaya Oimrim, Lo Elu Mitarim, Elu Ve Elu Mitarim. People would make the error in believing that it's not just the main mikvah to make a person tahor, but it's a combination of the main mikvah and the main shuvim. Amle Rava. So Rava immediately asks Abaya, my nafkamine, what's the difference if people think so? Hakatavli bahanach. They're using the main mikvah anyway. Ela Amar Rava. Therefore, Rava says, Shoyoy Omrim loy elu mitarim el elu mitarim. People came to make the error in believing that it's only the Meshuvim that make you Tahar and not anything else. Ask the Gemara further. V'tar shenafla roish v'rubay shloy shaluga mayim shuvim. The other one of the Yud Ches Dover, that Chazal said that somebody who's Tahar, that has on him Meshuvim, three logim of Meshuvim fall on him, my Tama goes by Rabbanan Tama. Why did Chazal say that such an individual is Har? Tamei says the Gemara, loy ha lekayme ha. If not for the first halacha, if not for this halacha, that Chazal said that a person who's Tahar, that Meshuvim fall on him, is Tamei, Chazal were concerned that the other gzeir that we're now discussing, that someone who goes to the mikvah and has Meshuvim fall on him, would not be enacted. And that's why Chazal saw the need to enact both gzeiros. So Tosfos already points out a question that the Gemara doesn't actually use the same language for the two gzeiros. For the second gzeir that we just learned, the Gemara uses the words v'tahor shenaful al roishoy shloish lugamayim shuvim. Somebody who's tahor, that has the shloish lugamayim shuvim fall on him. Whereas the other gzeira, the Gemara uses the words v'abar roishoy v'rubay v'mayim shuvim. It doesn't speak about somebody who naflu. And Tosfos points out, why does the Gemara use different wording? So Tosfos says, because the gzeiros are actually not identical. By a person who's tamei, so makes no difference if he had the mayim shuvim fall on him or he entered the mayim shuvim. In both cases, he will be considered tamei. Whereas someone who's tahor, only if naflu olav gimel mayim shuvim, only if gimel luga mayim shuvim fell on him, then and only then did Chazal say that he's tamei. But if he enters gimel luga mayim shuvim, we could be a lot more lenient. Why? So explains Tosfos based on what we just quoted the Gemara, because Tosfos says that the whole gzeiros is really for somebody who went to the mikvah. The only reason we enacted, Chazal enacted another gzeira, was to protect the other gzeira. So this isn't the primary gzeira. So Chazal only made the gzeira when naflu, when the water, the gimel luga mayim shuvim, fell on him. Otherwise, it wouldn't be this. Otherwise, he would not be tamei just because he came in contact with mayim shuvim. The Rosh and many other Rishonim give a different explanation. They say that this, to say that anybody who takes a shower, anybody who gets wet, is Tamei, is a Gzeirish Ein Roiv Hatzibur Yecholim Lameboy. It's impossible for the Tzibur to follow and never be able to take a bath. And therefore, Chazal had to be more lenient by the person who's Tahor versus the person who went to the mikveh that was saying such a person can't come in contact with Mei Shuvim. That's the opinion of most Rishonim. However, the Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says that anybody who comes in contact with Mei Shuvim, it makes no difference if he was Tahor or he's Tamei. The rule is the same for both individuals because both of these gezeiros were enacted simultaneously. In fact, if we look in the Sefer Per Hador LaRambam, we'll find that the Rambam is even more stringent because our Gemara speaks about an individual who had Mei Shuvim after the mikveh, an individual who's tor and had Mei Shuvim put on him. The Rambam says that included in the gezeira of not having Mei Shuvim put on a person who went to the mikveh, included in that gezeira, says the Rambam, is an individual who has Mei Shuvim even before the mikveh. And actually what the Rambam says makes a lot of sense. Because if we're concerned, as Abaye and Rava both say in our Gemara, that people will come to make a mistake and not recognize what is the main thing, the Mei Shuvim or the Mei Mikveh, so it shouldn't make a difference if the Mei Shuvim are first or the Mei Shuvim are second. Furthermore, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, again, pointing out in the difference of language that we already pointed out. First, the Gemara says, Habar Roish Veruba B'mayim Shuvim. And the other language, the Gemara says, Tor Shunofla Roish Veruba Shloish Lugamayim Shuvim. So in the second Gzeira, the Gemara clearly uses the words Shloish Lugamayim Shuvim. In the first Gzeira, the Gemara doesn't speak about how many Mayim Shuvim, how much Mayim Shuvim we're speaking about. So, point out the Mefarshim that certainly according to the Rambam, who we just quoted, holds that both gezeiros very much travel together. So even though the Gemara only used the wording shloish lugamayim shuvim by the second gezeiro of tar shenoflu aroish gimel lugamayim shuvim, the halacha is the same by both because these two gezeiros very much travel together. Whereas according to the other Rishonim that differentiate between the two gezeiros, it may be that the shiurim of the two gezeiros aren't the same amount, which is actually pointed out in the wording of the Gemara. We hear the halacha is the Gemara used the word shloish lugamayim shuvim, and because it has to be a significant amount, and that's why, like Tosfos and the other Rishonim say, we don't want to be so machmer on a person who's tar. Only a person who's tamei and then went into mayim shuvim, there mayim shuvim, even if it's not gimel lugim, will be an issue because people will make the mistake, as Abaye and Rava taught us, that they'll think that it's the Mei Shuvim that make you Tahor, not something else. Actually, on the other hand, on the Rambam, there's a question. If the halacha is, and really this question is according to Tosfos as well, because Tosfos agrees that somebody who's Tahor should not fall Rosh Gimel Lugamayim Shuvim is Tamei. It's a Gemara. The Rambam is maybe stricter in his perspective. So we just finished learning not long ago Masechta Brachos, and in Masechta Brachos we discussed the Balkeri, and we discussed that a Balkeri could become Tahor with Tisha Kabim. If he can't find the mikveh, just by pouring on him Tisha Kabim of water, he becomes Tahor. How does he become Tahor? Tisha Kabim, 9 Kabim of water, certainly more than Gimel Lugamayim Shuvim. So doesn't he become Tamei that way? So I saw 3 Terutzim. One Terutz is that Chazal's Gzeira that we're learning in our Gemara was specifically from 3 to 9, from 3 Lugim up to 9 Kavim. But once there's 9 Kavim, the Gzeira of Chazal doesn't apply. Another pshat is that when we speak about a Balkeri having on him poured Tisha Kavim, it only means that he can now daven, he can now learn, but indeed he'll be Tamei. Another explanation is because the halacha of test kavim, of nine kavim, was only set to a balkeri who's a chayla, who's not well. So there, Chazal was specifically lenient. But under other circumstances, Chazal were actually not lenient, and the shear will be, the he'll taka be tamei for having gimel lugim mayim shuvim poured on him. So we have in our Gemara a machlokes of Abaye and Rava, why indeed such a person is tamei. Abaye says because people will think that both are required, and Rava says, so what? So Rav Moshe explains in Yoredei Chelik Beis Simet Tzadik that the machlokes Abaye and Rava involves the question of Baal Tosef. Abaye is concerned that if a person is going to think that both are there, he's over Baal Tosef. Rava is not concerned with Baal Tosef. On the other hand, Abaye doesn't agree with Rava because the reality is that he's using both. And because he's using both, why would he come to make a mistake to think that one is enough? And that's why they don't, that's the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Others say a different pshat, why Abaye is actually concerned, different pshatim, because Abaye is concerned that let's say a person will only have a mei mikvah available to him, and he'll think that mei shuvim are absolutely necessary, and then he won't go to the mikveh because he doesn't have mei shuvim available. That's why Abaye takes this strong opinion. Another pshat is that the person will think, if I only went to the mikveh, I'm not really tahor, and if I touch truma or kachim, those truma and kachim must be burnt. We're actually the perfectly tahor. There's another pshat that the shoyl umeshiv goes into. The shoyl umeshiv has a whole long discussion that the concern here is that let's say there'll be a woman who's a kala and went only to the mikveh and didn't have the mei shuvim, and she'll get married, she'll have a chuppah. So she'll think it's a chuppah snida, and there are those opinions that hold that a chuppah snida is not considered a marriage, and she'll think she's not an ashesish when she actually is an ashesish. So as we have this discussion about going to the mikveh, taking a shower after going to the mikveh, so the question, of course, comes up, what is the halacha about a woman who has to go to the mikveh? Is she allowed to take a shower or a bath after she comes home from the mikveh? And before we begin to discuss what all the poskim discuss around this shaila, already the Rishonim actually discussed this shaila, I have to say, and we're going to quote, I hope, in Mitzvah Shem, a tshuva from the Kozmu Gereba in Chelet Yoridea, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, where the Rebbe Zichrono Levracha discusses the shaila. And as the Rebbe himself ends discussing the shaila, he says that the Rajba says that before he passes the shaila that has to do with Taras Mishpacha, his hands tremble in writing such a tshuva, says the Rajba. The reason his hands tremble is because this is the tahara, the basis of the entire Jewish family life is based on whatever he's going to paskin. And he takes such a shaila, therefore, extremely, extremely seriously. And therefore, before we discuss it, we quote those holy words from the Klozenberg Rebbe. So actually, as I said, this question, if this halacha, if somebody goes to the mikveh and he goes and takes a shower, he has mayim shuvim on him, is that a halacha strictly regarding truma, the issue being discussed in our Gemara, or does it apply to anyone who has to go to the mikveh? Dor Zeruah says that it applies even to a woman who's a nida. However, and so does it seem to be an opinion cited by the Mordechai. The Ravya, the Rimatroni, take different opinion, and they seem to say that a person, that this Gemara, this halacha, is strictly limited to someone, to Hilchis Truma, and we'll explain perhaps why, not to any other halachic issue. And actually, if one is interested in seeing the various Rishonim who speak about this issue and their opinions, that we could see clearly it's a Machlokes Rishonim, could look in Shailos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer Chelik Ches Yerideya Simen Yotes. And Rav Adya Yosef Shlita, as in his inimitable way, quotes many different Rishonim and their opinions. And we look in the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simen Reish Aleph Sif Ayin Hei. The Rama discusses this issue, and he says, after a woman has immersed herself in a kosher mikvah, she may enter a merchatz, says the Ramah, in order that she should get warm. To go and take a regular bath, yesh oisrim, people say that's Osir. He quotes the Mordechai B'Shem Rajbam, V'chein Nogu. And as the Shach immediately explains, Yesh Oisrim, Shlo Yoimru, Hamerchitz Humatara, the reason that we just learned in our Gemara, that people shouldn't come to the mistake of saying that it's the Merchitz that makes the person tar, K'mai HaTfilo, V'yitaru B'merchitz L'chud. People could come to make the mistake and thinking that it's the bath that makes her tahar. The Gra, however, here in Simon, in Sif Katan Kufchav Zion, disagrees, and he says, Avakvah Chorkulov, the Gzeir the Sham Eina Elwa Truma. He says that the Gzeira is only regarding Hilchas Truma, Aval, but not for any other area in halacha. So the Rama is telling us the lechatchila, a woman should not take a bath after going to the mikvah. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says that she may. So as I said, many poskim discuss this issue, and they speak about different ways how everybody, including the Rama, perhaps would be lenient under certain circumstances in allowing a woman to take a shower after going to the mikvah. The Shailos HaTshuvos, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph, Simen Samach Dalet, quotes a Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asks a number of questions. He asks that our Gemara is concerned about a person going to the mikveh and then taking a shower, making a mistake that the shower is the main thing. So he asks, why do we have such a concern? Why would, obviously, if a person is going to believe that going to the mikveh is not what's essential, and the Gemara is saying that the mikveh in the time of Chazal wasn't necessarily a clean mikveh, so then the person wouldn't go to the mikveh. They would just take a shower or take a bath in clean water. Furthermore, the Pnei Yeshua asks, why indeed are we only concerned for Kahanim who eat Truma? So right away, from the question that the Pnei Yeshua is posing, points out to Tzitz Eliezer, it's evident that the Pnei Yeshua's opinion was that this is not only an issue regarding Truma, because otherwise there wouldn't be a place for this question that he's asking why we're only concerned about Truma and Kohanim. So the Pnei Yeshua says an answer. The Pnei Yeshua says that that by going to the mikveh, normally the halacha is when one has to go to the mikveh, they don't have to have any special kavanah when they go to the mikveh. They just go to the mikveh. However, when one goes to the mikveh because of in order to be able to eat truma, a kohen who goes to the mikveh in order to be able to truma, such a kohen has to have kavana. So therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, Chazal knew by going to the mikveh for meishuvim, for truma, is a whole different experience than normally going to the mikveh. And that's why Chazal was stricter by truma than anywhere else. So clearly, it's the opinion of the Pnei Yeshua, and that's how he explains the entire Gemara, that only by truma, where kavan is required when one goes to the mikveh, were Chazal stricter. In other situations, Chazal were not that strict about the meishuvim being an area of concern. However, the Tzitz Eliezer himself in that tshuva, because obviously, as we've quoted, the Arishonim who clearly hold that a person should not go to the mikveh should not take a shower after the mikveh, says in that tshuva, says the Tzitz Eliezer, they could take a shower, a woman can take a shower after going to the mikveh, but what the woman should do is not take a shower in her normal fashion. He says what she should do is wash herself in a different way, and by washing yourself in a different way, you have much less of a shaiva. That's the opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer. The Shevet HaLevi also discusses the shaila in Chelik Hey Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, where he discusses also a woman going to the mikveh after going to the mikveh after she taking a shower after taking a mikveh. He says, if it's on a different day, if she takes a shower in a different day than from the day she went to the mikveh, we could be more lenient. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, in that tshuva that I quoted, takes a very interesting approach. He says, he says that in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is that people don't take a shower after going to the mikveh. And therefore, he says, if a person comes from a place where the minig is not to take a shower after going to the mikveh, once they come to Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is we could be more lenient. The Klaus Magreba, in that tshuva that I quoted earlier, has a number of interesting points. Number one, he says, he also discusses the issue that we've been discussing. How and why a person would make an error in believing that because you also go to the mikveh and take a shower, that the mikveh is not what's important. So he quotes different Chasam Sofer and different Achroinim who say because there's a concern that people will think that Nishtanu Marav, that the mikveh that's dirty, as the Gemara indicates, may be a pasul mikveh because it doesn't look like clear water. He quotes a Chasam Sofer who's concerned that if the person goes into the mikveh first when he's tamei, he'll think that he made that water tamei and therefore he needs the shower to become tahor. But the Cosmic Rebbe there in the tshuva says that the entire concern is if the person goes to take a bath or a shower in the same place where you have the mikveh. But if the shower, the bath, is not taking place in the same place as the mikveh, it's in a home, then the entire concern that we're discussing doesn't really exist. And he makes a very nice steed in the wording of the Ramah. He says that Ramah speaks about going back avalachser lirchatz achakach, that she's washing herself in the same place where she went to the mikveh. But if she washes herself at home, So therefore, it's a whole different place. The Gezeres Chazal doesn't apply. The Gezeres Chazal is only if the shower and the mikveh are in one and the same place. Actually, there are paiskim that suggest, and I think that that's maybe what the Mishnah Halachas, the Shalos Teshuvos Mishnah Halachas means to say in Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Beis. We spoke at the beginning of this year, and we spoke about the difference between somebody who's tar, where Taista says he could only take a bath, but not a shower. So the Kozmog Rebbe's approach is that baths and showers that are taken nowadays are very different than the baths and showers that were taken in the time of Chazal. And this is not what Chazal spoke about. But it could be that it's clear in our Gemara that taking a shower is more of an issue than taking a bath. So maybe we could be more lenient in taking a bath after one going to the mikveh versus taking a shower after going to the mikveh. Ramosha in the Tshuvas in Yerideya Chelek Beis Simen Tzadik Vav discusses this issue as well, and he clearly says if the woman is not going to be happy, it bothers her if she can't take a shower or a bath after the mikveh, we certainly can be makel. And also he speaks about taking the shower or the bath on a different day, which is much less of a concern than taking the shower and the bath on the same day. Actually, the Paiskim also discuss of the same if the same issue applies when a man goes to the mikveh. Should he not take a shower after going to the mikveh, which it seems to be the opinion of the Kaf HaChayim? The Shalos Teshuvos, Rabbi Oimer that we quoted, and the Tzitz Eliezer, both quote a Yisoid Sharish HaVoida, who say that there's a point specifically to take a shower after going to the mikveh, which they find very difficult to understand. But they all say that certainly when a man goes to the mikveh, bezman hazeh, we learned the Gemara together, Masechta Brachos, that the gzeirah, that a man who's a balkeri has to go to the mikveh, no longer applies bezman hazeh, and therefore certainly we could be lenient with a man taking a shower or a bath after the mikveh. Certainly, if he's not taking that bath or shower in the same place where the mikveh is. It's interesting to point out that Ramosha, in two different areas, uses our Gemara to discuss this entire issue that Rava and Abaya, both in their own way, said that when it comes, sometimes people could come to make a mistake and make what's important unimportant, or what's unimportant important. In our Gemara, where it could come that a person should believe that going to the shower is more important than the mikveh. So Ramosha uses this in Chelek Yerideya, Chelek Beis, Simen Tzadik, where he was asked a shaila from a community that was building a new mikveh. And the question that was posed to him was that the women are uncomfortable if the mikveh that's being built for them will also be used by men. And how should we react to what the women are saying? So Moshe quotes a Shailos Teshuvos Shailo Meshiv. But a Shailo Meshiv there, it was referring to a situation where people were making assumptions what the women felt. But Moshe clearly says, in a situation where the women are saying that they are uncomfortable, whether their feelings are legitimate or not, it makes no difference. Because what we learn from our Gemara, says Ramosha, is that people, especially when it comes to Hilchos Mikveh, make assumptions that are totally incorrect, but those assumptions become the reality. And we have to be concerned about those assumptions, and therefore the halacha is that we should have a separate mikveh for the men and for the women. It's interesting to point out what Rav Moshe discusses. So he says, if the women want them to have a separate mikveh, certainly we should not have the same mikveh for men and for women. And then Rav Moshe says that even if there's an issue by not using the same actual mikveh for men and women, but the same building, and he says by using only one building, it could save in cost, and by having it in two different locations, it'll obviously be much more expensive. So Rav Moshe says that then there's no reason that the women should be upset because it's not the same mikveh that's being used for men and for women. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, there's no reason not to have it in one location. Yet, says Rav Moshe, if still, after all of what we're saying, the women are uncomfortable and they don't want that the men's mikveh should even be in the same location, even if it's different mikvahs, he says there's nothing more important than shalom, than peace in Klal Yisrael, and therefore, if at all possible, they should have two different locations. It's also interesting that Rav Moshe uses the concepts that we've discussed of Abaye v'Rav in this Gemara in another Shaila, which is discussed in Chelek Evan Ezer, Chelek Gimel, Simen Yud Ches. And there he refers to a situation where a couple are getting married, and we know, as the first Mishnah Masechta Kedushin discusses, a Kedushin is Kisikach Ish, the man marries the woman, the man takes the woman, the man makes the Maisa Kedushin by putting the ring on the woman's finger. And what happens if there's going to be a double ring ceremony where the man puts the ring on the woman's finger and the woman puts a ring on the man's finger? Says Rav Moshe, just like we learn in our Gemara, that by these type of situations, where just like our Gemara says, if we're taking a shower after the mikveh, could cause people to think that it's not the mikveh that makes you tar, it's the shower that makes you tar. Similarly, when you have a double ring ceremony, people are going to make the error in believing that it's not just the man marrying the woman, the man making a kinyan and his wife, but equally there's a kinyan that has to be made by the woman and the man, which of course is inaccurate and not true. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, just like our Gemara says, that we have such a concern in such a situation, the man and woman should not be giving each other rings at the same time to avoid making such an error.